ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 156. పాణిపాదాదిమాన్ దేహః నాత్మా వ్యంగేపి జీవనాత్ తత్తచ్ఛక్తేరనాశాచ్చ ననియమ్యో నియామకః. సో నౌ వి ఆర్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ది ఆత్మ అనాత్మ వివేక టాపిక్. సో శంకరాచార్య హ్యాస్ నౌ డిస్కస్ దిస్ టాపిక్ ఇన్ సమ్ డీటెయిల్. వి ఆర్ నౌ లుకింగ్ అట్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ పంచకోశ వివేకః. And of these five koshas, the Acharya, he first takes the Annamaya kosha, Atma Vivekaha. Because of the five koshas, Annamaya is the grossest kosha, the gross body. And so it is easier for a person to differentiate the Atma from Annamaya. That's a gross body. And Pranamaya, Pranamaya kosha being subtler, it is closer to Atma. Therefore, differentiation is more difficult, more subtle. And Manomaya, Vijnanamaya koshas, they are much more subtler. So, they are more close to Atma. And therefore, we have the gradation of Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, all those koshas. And this topic of Kosha Viveka, Annamaya Kosha Viveka, from Shloka 154 to 164, out of which we have covered up to 155 in the last webinar. So we have to again note that Annamaya Kosha is only another name for the Sthula Sharira or the gross body or the Dehaha. So far we have seen 8 features of differentiation from the gross body and Atma. And what are those? In Shloka 154, we saw body is anitya and ashuddha. And in Shloka 155, we saw body is mithya, sagunaha, asthiraha, anekaha, drishyaha, and jadaha. So, 6 features in Shloka 155, 2 features in Shloka 154. So, total 8 have been seen so far. And in this shloka, shloka 156, 2 more features of the body are given. One is dehaha sa avayavaha. Avayavaha means parts are the divisions or organs, angaha. You can call it avayavaha as angaha. So sa avayavaha, that means with parts or organs, whereas atma or consciousness is niravayavaha. Is partless. There is no parts in Atma. Partless. It is an organless principle, like space, for example. And the second feature is body is niyamyaha. Niyamyaha means it is controlled. It is being achetanam, whereas Atma is the controller being chetanam. Always the inert is controlled by the chetana vastu. Matter is neither self-traveling, self-revealing, nor self-functioning, and therefore is not self-existent also according to Vedanta. Whereas Atma is self-existent and therefore it is capable of controlling. That is the essence of this shloka. So Dehaha Niyamya. Dehaha Niyamya means controlled. Controlled is directed. And Atma is what? Niyamakaha. Opposite of Niyamyaha, so the director or the blesser of the body. So Dehaha Pani Padadiman. The body has got many parts like Pani. Pani means hand. Pada, leg. Adi, Padadi, Adi means etc. So many other organs. And which part of the body is me? If I ask the question, whether I am a hand or leg or head, whatever it is. And if you say, the body is the whole conglomeration or the assembly is oneself. All the conglomeration of all organs is oneself. Then when any part of the body is gone, that is, then the assembly will be gone. Assemblage is assembly of all parts, and if any part is gone, that means the assembly is gone, because assembly consists of totality, and totality is gone when one part is defective or gone. So if you are the body, when any part of the body is gone, then it means you are gone also. That will not be using the word I. But what do we say then? Hand is gone. I don't say I am gone, my hand is gone, but I am there. My leg is gone, but I am there. Any part of the body is gone, but still I am there. And if you extend the same principle, even when the brain is gone, I am still there. So even when the brain, which is the expressing medium, even when that is not there, according to scriptures, I, that Atma, Aham, that is still there. So I, that cannot be any part of the body, and so I cannot be the whole also, the whole assembly also. And it must be some principle other than the part, the organ, or the whole assembly. The wonderful biological, neurological experimentation, they are all being conducted, and they reveal very, very interesting, startling things they reveal. So many nice things they reveal. Whether the brain is the controller or brain is only an instrument used to control. What is then the controller? So much of mysteries are all there in neuroscience. Whereas the scriptures say, neither you are the body nor a mere assemblage of so many organs of the body. That is what scriptures say. And one might ask, what is the proof for that? He says, Vyange api jivanath. Viange, venge is viange. Even when one or two angas, one or two parts, organs, they are not there, I still survive. Actually, in Chantogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Prashna Upanishad, all those Upanishads, there is some story is always mentioned that each organ thinks that I am superior. Then they have a test. The eyes, they go out for 1 year. Go out, we don't ask how they go out and all that. It's a story. So the eyes decided, okay, without me, nothing can function. So let me go out. So eyes, they went out for 1 year. And then this fellow, he becomes blind. Eyes are gone. But what he does, he keeping a blind man's stick or a trained dog, maybe us today, he still manages. It seems there was one Swamiji who was a great bhakta of Lord Guru Ayurappan, who lost his eyes because of, I think, chronic diabetes. So, and who used to say, it seems at that time, he is very, very happy then, since the distractions caused by forms and colors, rupam and all that, they are no more there, so that he can devote his entire thoughts, meditation towards the Lord peacefully. To go further, some doctor seems to have told him, by doing some surgery, he may be able to perhaps restore part of the vision by an operation, surgery, so that he can be more comfortable. But this person, this Swamiji told, he is already more comfortable without the eyes, and I don't want to go for any surgery. Then what the ears did, they also went out for 1 year. This guy happily survives because he does not have to hear the scolding of other people and all that. And there is no disturbance during meditation either. Similarly, the Upanishad says the mind also went away. This fellow thoughtlessly, he still survives. Without buddhi also, he survives. And the story continues in some other form later. So we don't have to worry about that part. So Shankaracharya says here, Vyange api. We means without organs, viange. So, vigatani angani yasmat saha, vyangaha. So, even without a few organs, this person, he exists. Which can be extended even upon the brain also. So, vyange api jivanat, I survive. Not only that, tat tat shaktehe anashacha. Even when the physical part of the body is gone, for example, one loses the hand or leg, the physical part of the body is gone, the shakti, the function of that part, like that of a hand or like that of a leg, that is not gone. The power of that operation, that is not gone. And the commentator, you know, Acharya Chandrasekhar Bharati, he beautifully writes, because if an artificial limb is kept, for example, in the leg or hand or anywhere, with the help of that, the person is still capable of operating the limb. Therefore, the power of operation is not gone. So, tat tat shaktehe anashacha. Therefore, they call it phantom limb syndrome. I think there is something like the syndrome or whatever it is. So, when a person loses a limb, for some time, he continues to feel that limb is there. A peculiar phenomenon, it seems. So, phantom limb syndrome. He will say he has itching in the right hand when the right hand itself is not there. So here that shakti to operate, the power to operate, they say in the brain, that particular part, that nerve, etc. So here the Acharya says, jiva shaktehe anashacha. Since that shakti is not gone, that shaktiman is the chetana atma. The limb is only an external medium. The hand, leg, etc. are only external medium, but the Shaktiman is the Chetana Atman. That is the thing that makes it, that gives power to all of them. Therefore, body is Sa Avayavaha and Atma is Nir Avayavaha. Then Na Niyamyaha Niyamakaha. Atma is Na Niyamyaha. Here he is putting the feature of the Atma. We have to connect it to body also. Later, perhaps, we can supply the first now. Dehaha niyamya, which is not said actually, we have to supply. Body is controlled. Dehaha niyamya, body is controlled. It does not have independent capacity to operate. The body cannot function by itself. Dehaha niyamya bhavati, niyamya bhavati. While atma na niyamya, it is not controlled. But niyamakaha, it is the controller. So, Atma is the controller, body is the controlled. So, Sa Avayavaha and Niravayavaha. Sa Avayavaha and Niyamyaha are the two features now in this shloka. So, we said two more features. So, totally 10 features of the body have been discussed. So, in shloka 154, we saw 2, 155, 6 and 156. So, 10 features altogether, two features here altogether. So, when you take the 10 features of the body and the corresponding 10 features of the Atma, we find that they are diagonally opposite. Nitya means anitya. Body is anitya. But whereas Atma is nityaha. So, they are all diagonally opposite attributes and they can never be identical. And if you are identifying with such a body, that is called Ajnana Mahima. That's the glory of ignorance. Shankaracharya, he writes in a particular select shlokas, Maya Panchakam, 5 shlokas on ignorance and delusion. He writes, the greatest delusion is making the impossible possible. And what is that impossible possible? These two things, body and Atma, which has got diagonally opposite 10 features, we are still mistaking the body to be Atma. That is the impossible, making it possible. Shloka 157. Deha tat dharma tat karma tadavastadi sakshinaha satayeva swata siddham tadvailakshanya matmanaha. So all the main arguments to differentiate the body and consciousness have been given in shlokas 154 to 156. We saw 10 features of differentiation from Atma. In 154, body is anityaha shuddhaha. 155, body is mithya, saguna, astiraha, anekaha, drishyaha, jadaha, all that. And 156, we just now saw, body is sa avayavaha and niyamyaha. And Atma is diagonally opposite to any of these 10 features. That's what we mentioned. And with these 3 shlokas, the deha Atma vivekaha is over. And the following shlokas are more an elaboration of these differences only. Acharya just gives more elaboration of the same differences. Some of the features are repeated here for re-emphasis. Namely, body is the object. It is experienced. And Atma is the experiencer. Previously in shloka 155, we said the body is drishyam and Atma is drik. Here the same idea is repeated in different words only. Body is Sakshyam and Atma is Sakshi. He says Atma is Sakshi. Of what? Deha Tad Dharma Tad Karma Tad Avastha. Deha means Deha body. Tad Dharma. Tad Dharma, what are the properties of the body? The body is fat, thin, tall, short, fair, dark, young, old, all those. They are all Tad Dharma, properties of the body. Then Tad Karma, the functions of the body, the activities of the body, sitting, speaking, walking, running, all those, they are all activities of the body. And Tad Avastha, its condition, conditions of the body, like what? Kaumaram, childhood, yavanam, youth, jara, old age, and healthy or sick, all those kinds of things. Adi, adi means etc. So Sakshi, that is. So Atma is the witness of the body as well as its conditions, properties, activities. For all of them, Atma is the Sakshi. And Sataha Eva Swatasiddham Tadvailakshanyam Atmanaha. From this, it is very clear. What is clear? Vailakshanyam Swataha Siddham. Bedaha, the differences. Actually, grammatically, these three words should be connected actually. Sakshinaha, Sataha, Atmanaha. All these are actually Shashti Vibhakti. So, you know, we don't worry about that. But Sakshinaha, Sataha, Atmanaha, Swataha, Siddham. The difference of the Atma, which remains as the Sakshi all the time. As the Sakshi all the time. Sataha, which remains as Sakshi all the time. It's Vailakshanyam. Difference from the body, is Swataha Siddham. It is very evident, self-evident. Because when I see a table, I never doubt whether I am a table or not. No. When I see a man, I never get a doubt whether I am that man. When I see a cow, I never get a doubt whether I am a cow. Therefore, when I experience everything, the difference of me from what I experience, that is very evident to me. And if you extend the same principle, I experience the body also so distinctly, and why should I commit the mistake of suddenly taking the body as myself? Therefore, some problem is occurring somewhere. Not only that, during Sushupti, during my deep sleep state, the body is not available also. The very fact that it is appearing and disappearing, like the external world, like, you know, there is a beautiful this thing here, Aghatika Ghatanam Patishayi Patishayi Maya. Maya is Patiyasi Maya. Maya is capable of making wonderful mistakes, which deserves maybe a Nobel Prize. If people have to give Nobel Prize for delusion, it should be given to Maya, perhaps. Shloka 158. So, Agatitam Katanam Patiyasi Maya. 158. Shalyara Shirmam Saliptaha Malapurnoti Kashmalaha Katam Bhavedayam Veta Swayametatvi Lakshanaha. So here, two more features are also given by the Acharya, and namely, body is Ashuddha, Ashuddha, and Atma is Shuddha. And body is Drishyam, and Atma is Drik. How do we know that? He says, Shalya Rashihi Mamsa Liptaha. The body is nothing but a structure made up of bones, just as bamboos. They are used to make a structure. Body is nothing but a structure made up of bones. And the structure must be plastered with cement. If the structure has to stay firm, it has to be plastered with cement. Similarly, the body also is plastered with what? With flesh. It is nothing but a bonal structure plastered with mamsam. Mamsam is flesh. And shalya rasihi. Shalyam means bones. Actually, in Sanskrit, this word shalyam has got different meanings. One of the meanings is problem, which is very often used in actually in the Malayalam language. It seems Swami used to say, if anyone gives lot of problem, they say, Vallatha shalyam ayallo. That is, they say, the person is a big problem. Such a big problem he is. So Shankaracharya, being a Malayali perhaps, we don't know. He uses the word with double meaning here also, perhaps. So he says body is made up of shalyam, which is mahashalyam, because anytime it can fracture, the bones, they fracture, this can fracture, especially for old people with all calcium deficiency and all. So the bones are, they are powdery, brittle for many of them. And mamsa liptaha, liptaha means plastered, covered. Covered with what? With mamsa, with flesh. And what is inside? Shankaracharya says, don't even ask. It is only what is the malapurnaha. It is full of malam, impurities or waste matter. And so it is ati kashmalaha. It is extremely impure. Body is very impure. And I am veta katam bhavet. How can such a body be the atma, which is the sakshi, the witness? Veta means the sakshi here, the knower, the experiencer, the awarer, the one who is aware of awareness principle. How can the awarer, the awareness, be this impure body? Because the atma is known to be nitya shuddha chaitanya swarupaha from the scriptures, whereas anatma is nitya anitya ashuddha swarupaha. And the body is vedya tattvam and atma is vetru tattvam. Vedya tattvam and vetru tattvam. How can veta be the vedyam? Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Swayam etat vilakshanaha. Therefore, atma is evidently and naturally different from such a body. Etat vilakshanaha, deha vilakshanaha ityartha. Shloka 159. Tvang mamsa medosti purisharasau aham matim muda janakkaroti vilakshanam veti vicharashilaha nijaswarupam paramartha bhutam. So the same idea is repeated here also in this shloka. Muda janaha aham matim karoti. Only an indiscriminate person, he entertains the I notion in the physical body. Muda janaha aham matihi means aham abhimana. So muda janaha, muda purushaha, they alone will identify with the physical body. And if it is a worthy thing that everyone will like to do also, but it is really worthy of, is it really worthy of climbing as myself? Shankaracharya says that is the greatest wonder. If you know what is in it, what it is, no one will even like to claim it is mine, the body is mine, not only as myself, but as even mine. Nobody will like to claim at all. When you say, I am that, it is only sheer mohaha. And what is the nature of this body? Tvak mamsa medaha asti purisha rasihi. It is a bundle of, rashi means a bundle, bundle of all these. What are those? Tvak. Tvak means the skin. Mamsa, flesh, medaha, fat. Medaha means it is sakaranta napumsakalingaha actually. And asti, bone, purishaha, waste matter, excretion. And rashi, rashi means a bundle. So it's again saptami. So if this body, who can, in this body, who can entertain aham abhimana? It's impossible. And if one manages to do that, if he still claims that this body is oneself, it must be a sheer consequence of, Swamiji says, concentrated delusion. Whereas, vicharashilaha vilakshanam veti. A discriminative person, a thinking person, he thinks himself to be vilakshanam, different from the body. It is only a temporary, it's only a temporary hut, a temporary tenement, which I am using for fulfilling the purpose of my life. I have to exhaust the prarabdha. For that, I need a tenement. And that's what it is. Vilakshanam means binnam. So he knows the nijaswarupam, one's own real nature, to be different from the body. And what is that? Paramartha bhutam. That paramartha bhutam, which is absolute reality. That is absolute reality, paramartha bhutam. Unlike the body. Body can never be said to be real, because if you really inquire into the nature of the body, we find that it gets reduced to some other thing. Then what is real? Consciousness is the only thing which can never be reduced to anything. It is irreducible. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శేషః, అల్టిమేట్ శేషః, కెనాట్ బి రిడ్యూస్డ్ ఎనీ ఫర్దర్. సో పరమార్థభూతం, ద బేసిక్ స్టఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ ఇతి. అండ్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ లైక్ దాట్? విచారశీలః. హియర్ యూసెస్ ద వర్డ్ శీలః. శీలః మీన్స్ వన్స్ ఇన్ అ వైల్. దట్ ఈస్ అ రేర్ ఎన్క్వైరీ. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రేర్ ఎన్క్వైరీ వన్స్ ఇన్ అ వైల్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్. కన్సిస్టెంట్ ఎన్క్వైరీ ఫర్ అ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సో స్క్రిప్చురల్ అసిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్, ఇస్ మస్ట్. Without scriptural assistance, one will reduce the external world into basic matter and energy. That's all they can do. But the relationship between energy and consciousness, that will ever be mystery. And so if the whole thing has to be reduced to consciousness, scriptural assistance is a must. And the one who has inquiry, who does inquiry with such assistance, saha vilakshanam veti. So here also the ideal, no, is the idea is same. What is that? Body is impure. And I, the Atma, am ever pure. Shloka 116. Dehohamityeva jadasya buddhihi Dehecha jive vidushastvahadihi Vidushastvahadihi వివేక విజ్ఞానవతో మహాత్మనః బ్రహ్మాహమిత్యేవ మతి సదాత్మని. హియర్ శంకరాచార్య హీ ఇండికేట్స్ దట్ గోయింగ్ బియాండ్ ద బాడీ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫార్ మెనీ పీపుల్. గోయింగ్ బియాండ్ ద బాడీ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫార్ మెనీ పీపుల్. దే కెనాట్ ఇమాజిన్ దట్ దే క్యాన్ బి డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బాడీ. ఫార్ మెనీ పీపుల్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు ఇమాజిన్. Shankaracharya says here, it is not adequate that one goes beyond the body, but one should understand that it is the sukshma shariram or mind which is different from the physical body and survives the death of the physical body. Even if the physical body is dead and gone, sukshma shariram, mind, vasanas, they all exist. That itself is another mystery for science. Very difficult. Because one should understand that there is a sukshma shariram. According to science, mind is not a separate entity which survives the death of the body. It is nothing but a neurological phenomenon, they say. So they don't accept even the sukshma shariram, which is different from the physical body. So the next progress is what? Not to go to Atma, but to go to the sukshma shariram only, to the mind. And accept it as a separate entity from the body, which is different from the brain and which is functioning through the body, including brain. It does. And when one comes to the mind, he has got jive atma buddhihi. First I say I am the body. Then I say I am jiva, different from the body. Here jiva means what? Ahankaraha. The sukshma sharira or manaha. Simply put, it is mind, the mind. Ahankara, the mind. So only when I accept the manaha or the sukshma shariram, then only the karmakanda portion of the Vedas will become meaningful to me. For example, karmakanda portion prescribes shraddha and all those ceremonies for ancestors. They will become meaningful only when I accept that there is someone called the pitra, ancestral pitra. Means what? Sukshma shariram, who leaves the body. What is this pitra? It is a subtle body, sukshma shariram, that leaves the physical body. And it goes to some other loka. And they can be propitiated by doing ritual. All those things are all in the karmakanda portion. So the karmakanda becomes valid only when one accepts the sukshma shariram other than the physical body. And that itself is a very difficult thing, Shankaracharya says. And even that is not enough. One has to go even beyond the mind also and accept consciousness. Consciousness is neither mind nor property of the mind, but is another independent entity. So now if you really look at this sequence of developments, first I should know that the mind is an independent entity different from the body. Then I have to know consciousness is another entity independent of the mind. Whereas when one knows, what one now knows is what? Mind is a phenomenon. That's what he thinks. One thinks now, mind is a phenomenon of the body, and so consciousness also is a phenomenon of the body. It requires a lot of discriminative ability to understand the difference, and we need the assistance of what? Shastras, scriptures. So Shankaracharya, he presents three stages here. The first stage is Dehe Aham Ityeva Jadasya Buddhihi. Jada Purushaha, a tamasic person, a dull person, an indiscriminate person. What he has got? He's got buddhihi, the attitude. And what is that attitude? Dehaha Aham Ityeva. This is called the Charvaka philosophy, the material people. It does not accept a sukshma shariram at all. Charvakas, those philosophers, they do not accept a subtle body at all, nor a mind, not definitely not atma. They don't accept any of them. So this is called Charvaka philosophy. And Vidushaha, a person who has got faith in the scriptures, Vidushaha, he has come some discrimination, a relatively intelligent person, who is a Vidwan also, who is very learned. And Astikaha, a Charvaka, he is called Nastikaha. He is called Astik. Generally, we don't talk to them at all. Charvakas, actually, no use talking to them. That's what it means. Because they are all always material people. No use talking to them. Actually, in some portion of scriptures, they even say it is a papam to talk about, you know, all these material things. So, an Astika Purushaha, who believes in Karmakanda and who believes in the survival of something beyond death, who believes in something which travels after death, and who believes in some fields in which they are surviving individuals are there, the Pitrus and all those, they live. So for such a relatively intelligent person, Dehe Jivecha Aham Dihi. So he looks upon the body as himself sometimes. And he looks upon the Jiva as himself. With the help of what? With the help of scriptures. Scriptures say Jivatma and all that thing. He looks upon them with the help of scriptures. But he looks upon the body as himself sometimes. Because this bhavana is always there. So here, Jiva means Sukshma Sharira. Sukshma Sharira. Sukshma Sharira Sahita Chaitanya. The Chaitanyam associated with the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body. And that is why he is anxious about his next birth. Because he believes in all of them. He avoids papam. He acquires punyam. Because he believes that in the next janma, at least I should be better off. So, which I he is referring to now? In this particular sequence, which I he is referring? Certainly not the body I. Since the physical body is not going to continue in the next janma, definitely he is not talking about the physical body. He is not referring to Atma also. Because he is talking about going to Naraka, going to Swarga. Atma does not go any of those places. Therefore, some traveling intermediary I is what he is referring to. So, Vidushaha. Vidushaha means Dehe Jivecha Ahandhihi. So, I notion is there. The I notion. Whereas Viveka Vijnata Vijnanavataha Mahatmanaha. For that Mahatma who has got sufficient discrimination, Viveka, and who can go to Jnanakanda of the scriptures, and who has sufficient Vairagya, such a person. Otherwise we call him Sadhana Satchatushtayam Sampanna Adhikarinaha. Such a person, and who has got Viveka Vijnana, the discriminative knowledge, Viveka Vijnana, who is himself, who is neither the physical body nor the traveling Sukshma Shariram, but the non-traveling Punya Papa Atita Kartrutva Bhoktrutva Atita Yeka Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupa Brahma Eva. One who understands it in this manner. So Brahma Aham Eva. Atmani Sadatmani Matihi. Sadatmani means what? In the real Atma, Sachidananda Swarupa Atmani, he has got the I identification, not in the body. So in the Sachidananda Atma only he has the identification. In what form? Brahmaham Asmi. Aham Brahmasmi. யோகமஸ்மி பிரம்மாஹமஸ்மி அகமஸ்மி பிரம்மாஹமஸ்மி அகமேவாம் மாஞ்சுஹோதி ஸ்வாஹா. மகாநாரண உபநிஷத். சோ அகம் அஸ்மி பிரம்மாஹம் அஸ்மி இதி சதாத்மனி மதிஹி. தட் பர்சன் ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் ஆஃப் தட் திங்கிங். ஸ்லோகா 161. அத்ராத்ம புத்திம் தியஜ மூட புத்தே த்வங் மாம்சமேதோஸ்தி புரீஷ ராஷௌ சர்வாத்மனி பிரம்மணி நிர்விகல்பே குருஷ்வ சாந்திம் பரமாம்பஜஸ்வ. இன்சிடென்ட்லி சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹி இஸ் அட்வைசிங் ஹிஸ் டிசைபிள்ஸ். ஓ மூட புத்தேஹே இஸ் காலிங், ஹி கெட்ஸ் ஆங்கிரி பெர்ஹாப்ஸ் வித் தம். பஜ கோவிந்தம் பஜ கோவிந்தம் கோவிந்தம் பஜ மூட மதே, த சேம் ஐடியா ஹியர் ஆல்சோ. ஹி சேஸ் மூட புத்தேஹே, மூட புத்தேஹே இஸ் அ சம்போதன, இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் தம். ஓ அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன், ஓ இக்னரண்ட் பர்சன், ஏ இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பர்சன் இஸ் காலிங் தம். இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் த வேர்ட் மூட புத்தே கேன் பி இன்டர்பிரேட்டட் இன் டூ வேஸ். This is a little detail. Shankaracharya, he says, Muda Buddhehe, if the Sishya is a humble, obedient Sishya and does not mistake the Guru, then the Guru has the right to address the Sishya in this manner. Muda Buddhehe, Muda Buddhehe. Suppose the Sishya, he protests. He is not a very, very radical Sishya he is, let us say. He protests. How can you call me a Muda Buddhehe? He asks me. Then Shankaracharya will quietly say, no, no. I am not addressing you as Muda Buddhehe, but I am addressing my own buddhi. My own buddhi, my own intellect as a Muda Buddhe. So he is addressing his own buddhi as Muda Buddhi. So in Sanskrit, actually, to have two interpretations. One is called Bahuvrihi Samasaha. So Muda Buddhihi Yasyasaha, which means the dull-intellected person, refers to the person. In Bahuvrihi Samaha, it can refer to a person. If it is taken as Tatpurusha Samasa, it does not refer to another person, but it refers to the person himself. Mudha Buddhihi, Muda Buddhihi. One, so I am addressing my own buddhi, my own intellect as Muda Buddhi. Oh, Muda Buddhi. Vanasa Sancharare, there is this song, you know, addressing to whom? To one's own mind. So, oh dull intellect, don't identify with the body. You own up your real nature. So, atra sharire atma buddhim tyaja. May you give up, tyaja, may you give up identification with the body, atma buddhim tyaja. Atma buddhi means the I notion or thought, the I notion or I thought on the body, upon the body. And what type of body it is? Twang mamsa medo asti purisha raso. The same meaning which was, you know, said earlier in Sloka 159. We do not go through the meaning again now. It's the same thing. So, upon the bundle, Rashi means upon the bundle of flesh and blood. And having disidentified with the physical body, should you become empty now? By giving up the body identification, you are not losing anything. You are not becoming empty or anything. You are not losing anything because it is going to be replaced by something far superior. So he says, Brahmani Purushva. We have to supply Atma Buddhim. Brahmani Purushva means Atma Buddhim. So may you develop the I identification upon Brahman. And what type of Brahman it is? Sarvatmani, which is the Atma, the essential nature of everything. Not only this body, but also all bodies. Sarvatmani. Not only that, Nirvikalpe. That Brahman which does not have any division. Like flesh, blood, bone, or that. They are all Vikalpas, divisions. Whereas the consciousness is divisionless. So upon the divisionless self, the consciousness of all that is Brahman, may you develop the I Buddhi. I buddhi means the I notion. Remember, if it is not brainwashing phenomenon, Vedanta is not brainwashing somebody, saying aham brahmasmi all the time. Like, you know, Gayatri mantra, one should be repeating it 1008 times and all that thing. It is not like that. It is something to be recognized, understood with the help of scriptures. For this purpose, the scriptures, they have got their own method of teaching. Therefore, by going through consistent Shravanam and then elaborate Mananam and Nididhyasanam, one has to entertain this kind of knowledge. Otherwise, it will be just only a verbal statement. It won't make any sense. It is a matter of knowing here. Therefore, Atma Buddhim Kuru. May you know what? Aham Brahmasmi. Okay. What is the benefit of that knowledge? He says, Paramam Shantim Bhajasva. May you attain the highest peace. The peace that causes all understanding, the deepest peace, may you attain. Parama Shanti. That means what? We also get, many times we also get Shanti now and then. When the child gets admission into LKG, UKG, in India this is very common. Biggest Shanti. And then get good school, then finish college education, get a good job. Every time you get some Shanti, peace. But we get all those peace in pieces only. So we also get peace now and then, but it is not Parama Shantihi. It is only Aparama Shantihi. It is a peace that goes to pieces very soon. Whereas the Paramam Shantim Bhajasva, may you enjoy that kind of Shanti, the superior most Shanti. Shloka 162. Dehendriyada Vasadi Brahmoti Tam. విద్వాహంతాం జగతి జహాతి యావతే తావన్న తస్యాస్తి విముక్తి వార్తాపి అస్త్వేష వేదాంత నయాంత దర్శి. శంకరాచార్య హీ సేస్ వితౌట్ గివింగ్ అప్ దేహాత్మ బుద్ధి ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ టు గెయిన్ జ్ఞానం. So we cannot identify with both the body and Atma simultaneously. Identification with one presupposes disidentification with the other. So one has to make a decision whether to identify with Atma or with the body. And Vedanta does not want to enforce anything. But do whatever you like. That's what it says. If you want to identify with the body, fine, please go ahead. But be prepared to face all the consequences of such an identification. And when the consequences are hurting, don't suddenly become, say, you know, philosophical. A lot of people, when they go through difficulty, suddenly they will become philosophical. Why this life? Why for me? Why creation is like that? Where is the Lord and all those things? Though they scold the world, the Lord, the wife, the daughter, daughter-in-law, neighbor, everybody. Without scolding anyone, silently suffer the whole phenomenon of life. If you chose body consciousness. And as one grows further and further, things are not going to become any better or brighter. Because it is all growing to be older and never growing younger. One can only grow older, never grow younger. More and more of, you know, all these departures from Vyoga as we grow old. Among the number of people we know, more and more will go away. Or I will myself quit. We don't know. So it is not a wonderful news at all for you. But if you still want it, all the best. That's what Vedanta will bless him and ask him to take whatever path he wants to take. But if you want to get out of this whole samsara cycle, then better listen to me. That's what Vedanta will say. It is choice. It is and no compulsion. Vedanta never compels anyone. So Shankaracharya gives actually a statutory warning here. He is Dehatma Buddhi. He says Dehatma Buddhi is injurious to health. As Swamiji says. So now if you really look at the sloka. Vidwan Ahantam Ahantam Yavat Na Jahati. Suppose this intelligent human being, he does not give up the body identification. He calls him a Vidwan. Acharya calls him a Vidwan because as a human being, he is supposed to be intelligent. He is not like animals. He is supposed to have the sixth sense, supposed to be intelligent. So this discriminative human being, this human being with a Viveka Shakti, he does not give up. But Ahantam. Ahantam means Dehatma Buddhi, the body consciousness, the I notion of the body, he does not give up. So, Deha Indriyadav, in the body, sense organs, etc. So, Indriyadav. So, the first word in the first line should be split actually properly. Dehendriyada Vasati. So, while splitting is Dehendriyadav plus Asati. That's what it is written there. Dehendriyada Asati. We should split it. Dehendriyadam Asati. Dehendriyadam means what? It is again Saptami, second, seventh Vibhakti. It goes along with Ahantam. Dehendriyadam Ahantam. The I notion upon the body, the sense organs, all of them. And what type of body it is? Asati, which is Asat, which is not Sat. It is unreal, which can be reduced to further things. Subject to modifications, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. And it has goes through kaumaram, yavvanam, jara. All that's various modifications it goes through. Actually, once the body is dead, it is called by various names. They want to remove it. It is no more called by a name also. It's call it. So they call it in that manner they call it, the dead body. So what one, which one is real among all of them? It is not real. It is asati. It is unreal. So again, this qualifies the Dehendriyadav. So suppose the intelligent human being, he does not give up the I notion in the body, which is unreal. How is this I notion developed actually? That is Brahmoditam, the I notion which is entertained purely because of delusion. Non-thinking, non-inquiry, and taking for granted that attitude right from birth. We have assumed that I am the body without any inquiry right from birth. When the whole world considers I am the body and one person says he is not, what will they call him? They will call him a lunatic. So when the delusion becomes universal, it becomes wisdom. Even though it is only delusion, it becomes wisdom. When the wisdom becomes rare, it becomes delusion. So Shankaracharya says, the delusion-born body identification, that is called Brahmoditam, that is adjective to Ahantam. So, Yavat Vidwan Asati Dehendriyadav Brahmoditam Ahantam Na Jahati. Uditam means born. Uditam means bond, and Brahmoditam, Brahma Uditam means bond out of delusion. What? Body identification, Brahma. Brahma Uditam means Brahma is delusion. So body identification. Okay, then what will happen? If I don't give up, Tavat Tasya Vimukti Varta Apinasti. So long, Tavat, he cannot even get a verbal liberation. Vimukti Varta. Varta means word. Verbal liberation, even the word liberation itself, that word itself cannot apply to such person. What to talk of actual liberation to him? So even Nam Kevaste liberation itself is not possible for him. Where is the question of real freedom? Vartha, word. Vimukti Vartha api tasya nasti. When Yeshaha Vedanta Nayanta Darshi Astu, he may study Vedanta and he may be a great scholar of Vedanta. Vedanta Nayaha means Vedanta Shastra. Vedanta Naya Antaha, who has studied the books of Vedanta, he has read all of them. And Darshi, he will be the greatest academic scholar also of Vedanta. He can give lectures, brilliant lectures on Panchakosha Viveka, Avastatraya Viveka. He can talk all of them. Srishti Prakaranam, creation, all that. All the Upanishads he knows by heart. Can even give lectures in Sanskrit itself. Can do. This person can do so many things, but is he still liberated? Shankaracharya says, he is not liberated as long as what? Dehatma Buddhi is not gone. The I, the body notion, so long as that is not gone, liberation is not possible. So liberation presupposes Dehatma Buddhi Tyagaha. One should not have that Dehatma Buddhi. That is why Krishna said in the 12th chapter, Kleshodikatarastesham, Avyakta Sakta Chetasham, Avyakta Yadir Dukham, Dehavadbir Avatyate. That's what he said. The one who has got the strong physical attachment, for him, Vedanta is either not appealing to him or it is mere academic exercise only for a person with highest Dehabhimana. So, Yeshaha Vedanta Nayanta Darshi Astu. Let him be a great scholar, no liberation is possible to him. Therefore, anatma abhimana and atma abhimana cannot coexist. మ్యాటర్ అభిమాన అండ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ చైతన్య అభిమాన దే బోత్ కెనాట్ కో ఎగ్జిస్ట్. శ్లోక 163. ఛాయా శరీరే ప్రతిబింబగాత్రే యస్వప్న దేహే హృది కల్పితాంగే యథాత్మబుద్ధిస్తవ నాస్తి కాచిత్ జీవశరీరే చ తథైవ మాస్తు. సో శంకరాచార్య, హీ గివ్స్ అన్ అడ్వైస్ హియర్. ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ యువర్ వేదాంతిక్ స్టడీ టు బి ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్, స్టార్ట్ ద ట్రైనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అహం న దేహోస్మి, ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ ద బాడీ. స్టార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ రైట్ నౌ. మనోబుద్ధి అహంకార చిత్తాని నాహం నచ శ్రోత్ర జిహ్వే నచ ఘ్రాణ నేత్రే నచ వ్యోమ భూమి న తేజో న వాయు చిదానంద రూపహం శివోహం శివోహం. హ్యావ్ దిస్ ట్రైనింగ్ ఆఫ్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ద బాడీ యాజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ పంచభూత సమూహ. జస్ట్ ద వేవ్ ఈస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్స్ ఓషన్, సస్టైన్డ్ బై ద ఓషన్ అండ్ ఫైనలీ గోస్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు ద ఓషన్. Similarly, out of the Panchabhuta world, the body has come and it goes back to the Panchabhuta world only. The body has go back. If the Panchabhutas are objects different from me, a wave of Panchabhuta, that is my body, also must be different, an object different from me. If ocean is an object from me, for me, one of the waves which is a product of the ocean, how can I be that ocean? If I am not the ocean, I am not the wave also. If I am not the Panchabhutas, I am not the Sharira wave also, which is a product of Panchabhutas. Therefore, do this dhyanam all the time. Think about this. We will go to pranamaya, etc. later. First, let us focus on this first. So, in meditation, look at your own body as one of the statues, like in a museum. In the museum, there are so many statues. Look at your body also as a statue in a museum. The Acharya himself will say that chaya sharire, there is a body in front of you which is the shadow of the body. So upon the chaya means shadow, upon the shadow shariram, do you have any abhimana at all, any attachment on that? Similarly, pratibimba gatre, gatra means body again. Another example is your own reflection, pratibimba, in a mirror. Even though it does everything that you do, you stand in front of the mirror, lift your hand, the image also lifts its hand. You don't mistake that at all to be your body. So, pratibimba gatram. Gatram is shariram, as I told you. As you, and swapna dehe, you have a special body in the dream world, with which body alone you do all dream transactions. We don't do dream travel with this body at all. Even though in dream that body seems to be so real and you seem to be very much that body itself, you know that I am not the swapna shariram, I am not the dream body. And kridi kalpita ange, any other body which you project mentally for yourself according to your imagination, that is any imagined body. So swapna deha is when you go to sleep, and hridi kalpita anga is when you are awake. Hridi means manasi, kalpita anga means angam, sharira, body. So sometimes anga is an organ in some places, and sometimes anga is also called sharira. So kalpita anga means the imagined body in the mind. Upon this, for example, I can be fat, I want to be lean, all those kinds of things. You know, I lost 20 pounds, all kinds of things. You know, one can imagine. So, upon these four types of bodies, do you have abhimana? We don't have abhimana with them. He asks, tava kachit atma buddhihi nasti. You don't have the I notion in all these four types of the bodies at all. No notion at all, I notion. And Shankaracharya says, in that list, you have to add one more body. And what is that? Your own physical body also. Let it join the other four. Therefore, tata eva jivaha sharire api mastu. What? Atma busdihi mastu. May you not have the I identification in this body also. Whatever your body also, don't have the abhimana. It is exactly like a statue only. Both are made up of matter only. The only plus point is the body can temporarily have borrowed consciousness, which the statue cannot have. It is like a clock. a clock, when it is wound, when you, you know, fully wind the clock, it has some duration during which it will run. Similarly, there is a blessing because of which there is a borrowed life for us, with which the body runs for some time. And how long it will run, no one knows. After some time, the body is exactly like any other statue. How can you claim that material as yourself? That is the question Acharya asks. Therefore, may you not claim the body as yourself. That is the substance of this shloka. So with this, we will stop here and we will continue in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।